www.thebeatmaker.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Henin. Todd Mitchell is here as well, and we're ready for your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. I am in Tioga, North Dakota today. We're generally, when we're here, we stop by NESA Consulting Services Event Center in their new facility here because it is a community center and a great place for folks to come in and visit with us today. Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese is a guest at lunch today up here, and that is something I'm looking forward to participating in. Just kind of a conversation about life in the Bakken with some local folks and Bishop Kagan and area priests as we kick off the Lenten season. So I had a conversation with Bishop Kagan a month or so ago and expressed a fair amount of curiosity since we spend a lot of time in the Bakken about what's going up here, or what's going on up here, and what more the church could do to minister to folks in the Bakken. And I said, would you ever be a guest of mine and come on up and meet some folks? And he said, I would love to. So that's happening today after the program. So that brought me up here to Tioga today and at this wonderful event center at NESA Consulting Service. Kathy Nesset will join us a little later on in the program. And Kathy leads NESA Consulting Service, which is they're geologists. They're really the experts of the genius of the Bakken and the Three Forks and all of the geology that makes up the Bakken. I don't know of anybody more well-versed, so much so all of the oil companies come to Kathy and her experts here, RC, her son, and Randy, her son, and the team here. They work with many of the oil companies and help them and their expertise to know all the precision of the Bakken. So it's a great resource for a number of companies that are doing business in the Bakken, and she's a great resource if you have any questions on any aspects of the Bakken or the Three Forks or what's happening here. And also a local, has lived in Tioga for a number of years and so knows the impacts and the things that are happening and the changes that are going on here as well. So always a great resource. Look forward to chatting with her. Next hour, Congressman Colin Peterson will be here. He is a Democrat from Minnesota that is the ranking member of the House Ag Committee. He used to be the chairman. Obviously, once the Republicans took back control of the House, he lost the chairmanship. But Congressman Kevin Cramer, you've heard on this program, give a lot of credit to Congressman Peterson. We talked with the Republican chair of the committee last week, Frank Lucas from Oklahoma, about the farm bill, and especially concerns about how it will be implemented. A lot of our listeners concerned about conservation compliance being tied to crop insurance. Just a great resource on the bill, knows the ins and outs of it very well. We'll talk with him about that. And counter our conversation last week with the Republican member. Also, Obamacare is something that he voted against. Not a lot of Democrats did, but he did. And we'll talk about whether or not he's ready to say, I told you so, to his fellow Democrats about it or what. Senator Jim DeMint, no longer a senator, but a former senator from South Carolina, now president of the Heritage Foundation, has a new book out called Falling in Love with America Again. So we'll visit with him as well. He will be, no doubt, a center of attention right there in Washington, D.C. for CPAC this week that's going on today through Sunday. Conservatives gathering to say, who is our standard bearer? Who is going to be the voice of the conservative cause? And Jim DeMint is one in the middle of that debate. So we'll do all that today on the program. But in the meantime, what's on your mind? That's the question we ask. And we don't want to break out the crickets, do we? No. Exactly.
I heard one, but...
I heard one cricket.
I squished it, so we're okay.
Did you step on the cricket?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Do you ever notice after you step on a cricket, they still make noise? How does that work?
Well, at my weight, Scott, they don't, but...
Oh, they don't, huh?
Who Maybe if you're a lightweight, they do, but, you know, when you get to a certain weight and you step on one, they don't.
Who laughed at that joke, by the way?
It's Wild Bill's back behind me.
Oh, I love it. All right. Jesse and Hazen, listening on iHeart, wants to talk about, you could just turn 550 on, too, but I know when you're mobile, it's easier to listen on the phone in and out of the vehicle and everything else, right? Jesse, how are you?
It's tough right here in town.
We don't have very good reception right down on Main Street, so I'm in my office. I just use iHeart. It's a lot clearer.
Heck of a deal. What do you do there, Jesse?
I have an insurance office.
All right. Well, give yourself a plug. What's the name of the insurance office?
Western Frontier Insurance, Main Street Hazen.
Main Street Hazen, Western Frontier Insurance. There's your free plug for the day.
Perfect.
We're doing our part just because you're listening while you're working, so at least we can do is give you a little plug.
Perfect.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I've kind of been watching this Ukraine deal on TV because that's all that anybody seems to want to talk about right now. And there's an article on NBC News about Kerry pledging $1 billion to the Ukraine as the country tries to stay out of bankruptcy because of the conflict over there. And I have a hard time with that. We went through what we went through here a few years ago with some of our banks doing what they did and our economy being where it's at. We're a little bit sheltered from it here in North Dakota because of the Bakken and the good farming atmosphere we've had for the last few years. Cattle prices are up, but the rest of our nation is, quite frankly, in the hurt bag. And I just don't understand why our federal government thinks that we should be blowing off $1 billion halfway across the world. That just doesn't make sense to me. I guess I'm just curious as to, I know you guys follow politics a whole lot more than I do, and maybe there's some other listeners out there that do. I'm curious as to what other people's thoughts are on that. I'm not real happy that we're sending $1 billion of our dollars somewhere else when we've got plenty of our own problems right here at home.
You know what I wish we'd do, Jesse? I wish we would use our voice, right? I mean, it's a lot more powerful than a pocketbook, and you're right. You know, we don't have billions to throw around, although we do. And in all honesty, John Kerry offering $1 billion, I think the idea is to get other countries to do the same, and it would be the equivalent of you and I flipping a nickel to somebody and saying, you know, here, I hope this helps in the grand scheme. It still offends the senses, given the fact that we have a debt that is historic, and we have, you know, a fiscal house to get in order ourselves. So why are we throwing around money? I think a better use of the United States of America would be our voice, would be standing for freedom. And we've been asleep at the switch too much of this thing to the point that it is now a crisis that is dominating the headlines, largely because of a lack of a leadership, largely because we're not, you know, we sort of have our toe in the water deciding, do we like Russia? Do we not like Russia? Do we not, you know, we ought to know better. But foreign aid in general is not popular with the masses. You know, it's sort of a inside the beltway elitist kind of way of thinking that you can buy some love from these folks. And I don't know that you can. So I share your frustration.
Well, no, it's just tough. I mean, when we've had all the disasters we've had with the East Coast, with the typhoons and earthquakes and mudslides out west and forest fires all over in the summertime, I don't see any of these other companies, countries all of a sudden coming to our aid and giving us a whole bunch of money. But we seem to think that we're the community covered for the whole world, it seems like. And I'm just kind of getting tired of paying for everybody else's problems. So I guess that's what I had, guys. I'll listen the rest of the day. Enjoy the show. We'll talk to you later.
Is there good pie in Hazen, by the way, Jesse?
Is there good pie?
Yeah.
Is there such thing as bad pie?
Well, that's a good point. Somebody's brought that up before.
Yes, there is.
What's the best pie in Hazen? Where do you go for the
pie in Hazen? Boy, yeah. I don't know. About one of the only places you can get pie is probably at Sue's Cafe. Depends on the day, what they have. I like it when you can find some Coogan in town, but that's not real often.
Now we're getting hungry. All right, we're going to put Sue's Cafe on the pie chart and plan a visit. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Mike in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I had a question like a week ago or so when you guys were out in Washington. There's a gentleman, I believe by the name of Cody, that called in and said he could produce enough electricity for his house for a cost of $3,000. I was wondering if anybody checked into that, how he was doing that, or...
Yeah, actually, I passed the story along to Dale Wetzel, and Dale contacted him. He didn't want to have his name in a news story because I thought it was fascinating, you know, to learn more about it. So I have his email address, and if you want to send me your email, just send me a note studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I will connect you with him.
All right. Well, thanks.
I don't think he wanted any publicity about it, but I don't I don't think obviously called in to tell us about it, right? So I don't think he's afraid of talking about it, and maybe sharing some tips. But I've heard from other folks that were interested in that call as well, because it was number one, he sounded credible, sounded like he actually had done it, and you know what's not to like when you can invest $3,000 and save a pile on energy bills, right?
Awesome, that'd be great if we could do that.
So just send me an email, we'll connect you with him by email, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, the roads are really slick in a good, but the northern third of the whole state, especially northwest corner of the state, treacherous out there. Ambulances going east and west. Oh, my gosh. It was, it is a rough morning in the patch, so slow down. That's the key there, slow down. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash Stanley.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us? At Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Is our telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We ask the question, what's on your mind? Let me tell you what's on mine today. As I was traveling Highway 2 between Stanley and Tioga about 6:45 this morning and see an ambulance go that way and an ambulance go that way and talk to a friend of mine from Ray who said a gentleman was killed in a truck, a semi-accident west of Ray last night. And, you know, you see ambulances whizzing by and you hear these stories and it becomes the talk of the town. And obviously, Road conditions in the winter up here, with as busy as traffic is and the amount of truck traffic, everything, it's dangerous. And, you know, it's not just in the Bakken, it's everywhere. I mean, these road conditions have been absolutely brutal. Hillsboro rollover last night caused a fatality. Two women died on the eastern part of the state in that accident last night. So this happens everywhere, okay? Why in the world don't we slow down? Because it seems to me you fix it with that very simple thing, one thing, slow down. I mean, we're the reason these accidents happen. It's not the weather. It's how we're driving in the weather conditions that obviously cause the roads to be slick. And I couldn't help but think of that again today as I'm driving it. Just slow down, people. You know, I know that's not human nature, and I'm the, you know, quite the hypocrite here by talking about slow down because I go a million miles an hour in a thousand different directions.
I was just about to bring that up. Weren't you the same guy who told me just the other day that, all right, I'll leave it out. You know where I was going with that, though.
What did I tell you? I don't remember.
About how fast you were driving because you had the cruise off and you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, no, I actually hit triple digits on the way to Bismarck the other day. But the difference is there, Todd, that first of all, the reason I did that by accident was that I didn't have the cruise on because I've been heeding the warnings of the Highway Patrol not to use the cruise.
Well, and that's good advice, yeah.
When you don't know what's coming road-wise. So if it was my bad, it was a distraction. I was talking to Todd on the phone. Whoa! But anyway, the road conditions in that case obviously were not slick. I'm just saying, to me, when the road conditions are bad, I just slow down to the point where I'm driving like Grandpa, right? I just think that's the wise way to go, and I don't know why more people don't do that. But
in a hurry.
Yeah, well, you're in a hurry to die? I don't want to die.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah, 800-228-0550. Brian Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, your caller last week that called in about the windmills and the solar panels, he was kind of responding to a facetious comment I made. And what I said was, North Dakota is not running on sunshine and rainbows. And, you know, I wasn't being literal in that statement. And then the guy calls up and he goes, well, you know, we can run on sunshine and wind. You know, the caller said that you couldn't run on sunshine and wind. What I said was that we're not. You know, energy costs are low, and we're not doing it with solar and wind. So what needs to change? And as far as this guy doing it for $3,000, I don't know if I really believe that or not. And if he's doing it for $3,000, what type of a battery of solar panel distributor does this guy know? Is he a professional electrician? So I think we should email the guy and try and clarify on exactly how he did this for $3,000. But go out and tell people you could do it for that price. I just don't think that the average person could. So
no, I don't. And number one, I agree with you that we're not running on that, and it's not practical. I think his is an interesting story. I'd like to learn more. How much reliability does he have? You know, for $3,000, you know, there's a lot of questions here. No question about it, Brian. Appreciate the call, Don in Minot. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm over here unloading the truck over here at the water treatment plant in Minot. So, hey, as to accident and stuff. I've been doing this 30 years driving trucks, okay, and I've never had an accident that was my fault. Somebody slid into me up there in Boston once. No major damage or anything, but, you know, wasn't my issue, my fault. But, look, when we're driving on the roads with the trucks and stuff, empty trucks are more susceptible to slipping and sliding all over the place, whereas loaded trucks are not. Okay, I have, I'll do the speed limit. If it's not too bad, I'll do 65. But if I'm loaded, I'm usually loaded, 88 to 102,000. So, I mean, getting around isn't so bad. But everybody that we're seeing up here, especially in the western part of the state, there's a lot of people that are from out of state that have never driven in snow, they can't tell if it's icy or not, And all of a sudden, you're on good dry road, and then you catch up to a icy patch, and all of a sudden everybody's off to the races, sliding off the roads and wrecking and stuff. All I can say is slow down, but, if I slow down because I think it's icy, I'll have 10 people behind me screaming and hollering, why are you slowing down? Of course, then I make a corner and I pitch her a little sideways and stuff. Then they'll say, wow, I guess it is icy. You know, so.
Well, let them, here's my theory. Let them scream and holler, right?
Well, I do. I do. Well, you know, I don't pay any attention to them. I don't really give a rat's rear end if they like it or not. But my issues out in the West is, you know, every man for himself, it seems, because who knows who, you know, somebody from Louisiana has never driven in this stuff, and all of a sudden they're doing 75, 80, you know, and I'm not blaming everybody from out of state. It's just, you know, they don't know what it's like to drive on, going from bad road or good road to bad road, and all of a sudden catching up to some bad ice or snow.
Interesting insight, Don. Thanks a bunch. Kurt and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us your take.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just two quick things. You're right on with this speed issue. I've got a place up by Mandaree. I'm constantly fearing looking in my rear view mirror. They just come on you too fast with too much weight. Anytime you got to make a signal change up here, you're taking your life in your hands, and you're absolutely right. Don't slow that line up. But, you know, this is the kind of situation that leads to things that you and I don't like, which is somebody having to make me. The common sense quota here is just about basic level.
I got enough of that to know I agree with you, Kurt. You're breaking up a little bit, but appreciate the call very much. A couple other calls came in on topics earlier. We had a call from Hazen wondering, why are we giving $1 billion to Ukraine? Here's somebody else's comment on that.
Good morning. Enjoy your program called What's on Your Mind. What's on my mind this morning is listening to your program. I just heard a guy call in from Hazen. And you were kind enough to give him a plug for his insurance agency, and the only thing he could come up with for an answer was moving. I'm appalled that somebody wouldn't say thank you instead of saying perfect. Two different times he gave him the chance to say thank you, and he didn't. It's kind of disappointing. So that's what's on my mind.
All right. Well, I wasn't offended. I wasn't offended. That was okay. Here's another one came in. Let's roll that before the break here. We got time?
I just wanted to say I agree with that caller that was alarmed that we're going to throw $1 billion at the Ukraine. And Putin's already won that one. And really, it's $1 billion borrowed dollars. We're broke.
Great point. Appreciate the calls, folks. Kathy Nessa and Nessa Consulting Service takes your calls on the booming Bakken when we come back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties. Fastest shipping in the industry and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Yeah, I used to work on a rural volunteer ambulance service when I lived in South Dakota, and all I know is all the drivers and the EMTs that I work with, they are totally selfless. They'll do anything and everything to save a patient's life. We'll go to the end of the earth, you know, straight to hell and back pretty much to save a person's life. So basically, you know, thank an EMT, especially those who volunteer. I mean, they're doing it for little to nothing, and they expect nothing in return. So just thank them. You know, EMTs are people too. They're superhuman. They seem like they're superhuman, but they're just normal people like you and I, and even they get wore out. So just thank one once in a while.
Very good advice. No question about it. And as you see him going, you know, east and west out here in the Bakken, as I mentioned earlier today, on Highway 2, scrambling in both directions, responding to accidents. The thing I always keep in mind, they're volunteers here. So they're working, you know, like everybody else in the Bakken. There's no such thing as a 40-hour work week. And they're on call 24/7, you know, leaving their workplace or their families to respond to these accidents. So you're absolutely right, caller. Good catch on remembering to thank an EMT, especially on a day when we need them through treacherous conditions like have been far too prevalent this particular winter. We're live today at NASA Consulting Service in Tioga at their Events Center, which is a new addition to the community here in Wonderful, and Kathy Nesset of NASA Consulting Services here to answer our questions and yours today on the program at 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Kathy, nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Just another busy week in the Bakken, right?
Another week in the Bakken.
Yeah, but it seems as though I was talking to some of your staff here today and also earlier at the Tioga Travel Plaza over at Pinnacle, you know, it's almost daily you hear about another winter weather event that's causing some issues. I mean, accidents and the treacherous weather conditions are really on people's minds here, aren't they?
We are getting weary of this winter, and we typically are this time of the year, but for some reason it just seems tough this year. Yeah,
it really does. I just said that what I was lamenting a little bit on the air in our first segment today is that I really wish you could just convey to people, if you slow down, it's just a lot less treacherous out there. But boy, it's tough to get people to slow down, especially here, isn't it?
It is. Everybody, you know, over the years, that's just been the mentality of the oil field. Everything was, you know, and it's so expensive, you know, all the services that are being done that everybody thinks they have to be there so quickly. You're right. If we could just slow down, I remember talking to Wayne Bieberdorf about, you know, commit not to pass. Do not pass that vehicle ahead of you. Stay with the flow of the traffic. If we could get people to slow down, we certainly would be much safer on these roads.
Yeah, and like you say, that is a little bit of the culture of the industry, isn't it? Just kind of go, go, go. But in the case of the Bakken, it's so big, it's so vast, the oil's not going anywhere, that there really is no need for speed that endangers you, is there?
There really is not. And I have to also, you know, hats off to the oil companies that are trying to promote a culture of safety. It is way different than it was back in the 80s and 90s when it was you get to that rig no matter what the time, the cost, whatever. I do believe that that is something that is in transition for the better. And there is a mindset coming from the oil companies and the service companies to slow down and get there safely.
We talked recently about your presentation to the national governors in Washington, D.C. We talked to Jack Girard yesterday on the program for the American Petroleum Institute, and he said, first of all, he said the Bakken is a global story. And he said, I just love sharing the North Dakota story with people because it is, you know, it's what can fix the rest of America and provide energy independence. And do you ever have to pinch yourself living this every day?
I pinch myself frequently on that, and you know, and I hope I continue to do, because that is one of my things. I think sometimes when I step out of the sphere of Tioga and my own world, you know, spinning around me, I realize once again, this is a world-class oil play. We are front and center with issues of national security for this country. The things that we're doing here every day are so special, and I hope that we as North Dakotans and other people from around the country who are helping us develop this, you know, realize just how special this is. We're living North Dakota history.
And it's special with exactly as we find ourselves here in March of 2014, but it's also special in the promise that we haven't even unlocked yet, right?
Absolutely. The potential is still, I still say we are in the early stages of this. And when I look at, you know, we use the terminology of, you know, this is a technology play. It truly is. We are once again on the threshold of stepping up with our technology. And I think we're going to see that, you know, more on the production side of it as the next part of it, and upping that percent recovery, you know, get off this 7%, 8%, whatever 6%, whatever recovery rate we're at right now. We don't know exactly, but we're pretty close on that estimate. And as that technology increases and we get better, I think we're on the threshold of once again stepping to the next level in this Bakken production.
What do you think holds the most promise for unlocking the potential to double digits, you know, from the 6 or 7%, even to 10?
I think it's going to be really, I think we're doing pretty well with the concept of the horizontal drilling. We're learning a lot. I always say there's three parts to this. You have the geology part of it. We obviously can't change the geology, but we can certainly understand it better and know how best to drill the wells. The technology in the horizontal drilling is really front and center. I really think that the component, the number three part of this whole story, is the fracking technology and the recovery and the downhole tools. I think that we're going to see improvements in downhole tools, and I mean production tools, all of the tools that allow us to frack these wells, produce these wells. I think that's where the big improvements are in the works.
We're chatting with Kathy Nessa Consulting Services. We're in Tioga today. We have a special guest coming up over the noon hour, David Kagan, Bishop of the Bismarck Diocese, coming to interact with local folks about life in the Bakken. And there's just enormous curiosity among people. I mean, even, you know, even the case of Bismarck, I've just had an informal conversation with Bishop Kagan. He expressed some interest in what's happening. I said, why don't you come up and take a look? And he was excited to do so. I mean, you find that everywhere in all sectors, don't you?
We do. And I'll first, you know, step back once again to Washington, D.C. and the National Governors Association. What really struck me was how these governors were so engaged and wanted to learn everything they could about this Bakken. And now we have with Bishop Kagan wanting to come and reach out to the people in a more, you know, humanity type of compassion. How do we make life in the in the Bakken, life in North Dakota better. And when I see somebody of the stature and caliber of Bishop Kagan coming here to Tioga and making the effort to learn these things, I'm in awe.
It's heartwarming. There's a lot of empathy for the challenges that this has brought, which also bring opportunity. You know, it's impossible not to see a lot of good in it, but it's also understandable that if you're working it, living it, it's a tough life. If you're a local and have been here when times were a little quieter, it's different. And we as stoic North Dakotans don't necessarily like different, right? That's kind of our nature. So it can be challenging.
It can be challenging. One of the things I'd like to visit with Bishop Kagan is that, you know, we need to start and remember our hometown population first. There would be no Bakken without the forefathers here, and that includes our elderly population. So I think it's very important that as we reach out to the newcomers, that we start with our elderly, our senior population, and some of them have felt some of the changes, you know, rather harshly. Some changes have been difficult, and those are some of the issues in addition to reaching out to the newcomers.
Kathy Nessa with us. If you have questions or comments, are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Cody in Mandan, listening on 550 KFIRE. Go ahead, Cody.
Yeah, see, I was just calling because I heard a caller call in and dispute on my self-sustained energy, thinking that I'm some master electrician or something. And I didn't mean to insult him on the running on sunshine and wind, or however the comment was stated. And it's kind of, as I understand, disbelieved that I've only got $3,000 into this system. Just to educate you guys a little better on it, I have no solar panels. I have none of that. I have four batteries hooked together, creating 48 volts going into a power inverter. That's creating 12 kilowatts off of it. Coming out of the power inverter powers the house and also returns 60 volts back to the batteries to keep them charged. And that's how it's being done.
Well, I love the creativity in it, Cody, without question. And, maybe what we ought to do is we ought to just have you on to answer some questions one day about how you do it. Would you mind doing that?
I'm fine with it. I just said, the guy was just saying that it's not possible. And I guess to anybody in disbelief on being able to have self-sustained energy, mine myself is not online, but anybody can go on YouTube and just type in self-sustained energy. Everybody on there is doing it through generators, but mine's through a power inverter.
Very interesting.
But just so they could see that it is possible to create power and have a surplus of it created by itself.
Well, I love the fact that you're putting it back on the grid too. Appreciate the call, Cody. Good to hear from you again, and we'll invite you back. What Cody's doing is not real practical, however. I shouldn't say that. In his case, it works for him. It's great, but we're going to need what we're pulling out of the ground forever, aren't we?
We are going to need that. But in respect to Cody, I that goes into all of the above. Yeah. I think you're going to find that most people in this oil industry also subscribe to the notion we need every source of energy, but until we get to the point where renewables are economic and work, we need the oil. We need the natural gas, clean, reliable natural gas and oil.
I always remind folks, we don't lift a plane off the ground in America without oil, right? It doesn't happen.
It's very true. And I was visiting down in Bismarck on what are some of the other uses of oil and petroleum products in our lives. It's astonishing. Look it up someday. You can't build a building. You can't ride a bike. You can't do anything without, I won't say anything, but it's far-reaching where our crude oil products go.
Very integral to our commerce, without question. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the cutting-edge things that we're hearing a lot about some experimental wells that are happening, also the 3-4 A lot of folks are really excited. Bakken, obviously a worldwide household name, but the Three Forks not as much, but may hold as much promise or more. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back with Kathy Nessa. Nessa Consulting Services. We're at their event center, their beautiful new facility in Tioga, North Dakota today with our broadcast on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
On your mind, live in Tioga today. Telephone number 701-258-0550. We're chatting with Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Services. A great resource about this God-given resource known as the Bakken. And can answer any of your questions or comments about this. Always appreciate Kathy's expertise on this. The Three Forks. I keep hearing more and more and more folks suggest it would be bigger than the Bakken, although it's really kind of part of the Bakken, right? So is the Three Forks emerging as kind of something that might be even bigger than the Bakken?
As we drill and understand it better, it may be. It is all sourced by the Bakken shales. So the shales source the oil to the entire, both formations, the Middle Bakken and the Three Forks formation.
Meaning that it's the same oil in both?
Correct. And keep in mind, the Three Forks is the rock layered immediately below the second shale bench.
So same oil, but you're getting it from a different place. Is it easier or more difficult to get it out of the Three Forks? What do we know about that?
Well, what we do know is we know that the Three Forks has reservoir capacity, just as the Middle Bakken does. And that was something that originally was not taken into the first studies back in 2008 when the U.S. Geological Survey studied this. So they came back in 2013 with the second study that included the reservoir capacity of the Three Forks. And when we have varying numbers as to just how much oil is there, for the most part, it is based on just how deep into the Three Forks the oil is contained.
So does that mean that there might be more oil than we think there is?
Yes.
All right. So we have an idea of how much is there in the Bakken, but if indeed what you're talking about is accurate, that just means there's that much more oil.
That's correct, and we learned more about the Three Forks as we were drilling the Bakken and going deep enough, you know, to get the, basically to get what they called rat hole, to get the tools down into below the Bakken. Well, now we tagged into the Three Forks. They started coring it. They started seeing oil saturations that rivaled or were even, you know, better than the Middle Bakken. And all of a sudden now, oh my goodness, you know, so you say, why did the Three Forks come on later? Well, the Three Forks came on later because we continued to study the geology of it as we were developing the Bakken.
So you're constantly in a classroom, basically, here.
Good analogy. Absolutely. We are in a classroom living it.
Wow, that's pretty extraordinary. So every day you get up, you don't know what you're going to discover here.
Pretty much. And we do know that there are confining shale layers between layers within the Bakken. So there's different units, within the Three Forks. So within the Three Forks, there are different units that have been identified. And just how deep we go into the Three Forks and continue to get oil saturations and recoverable oil, we are still learning.
And the footprint of the Three Forks goes outside the footprint of the Bakken, correct?
That's a good point. It really drapes further out and mostly to the in the southern direction. So a lot of the places to the south, and I will say south as in, that's a relative term, south as in Dickinson and Belfield. And in that area, the Bakken is pinching out as we're coming up the, you know, the edges of the field or of the basin, but the Three Forks continues to drape. And when we have Three Forks oil production, it is oil from the Bakken that has migrated out into that Three Forks rock.
What is a discovery well?
A discovery is when you determine, identify oil in an area that has not been identified previously.
And you hear a little bit of chatter, and you know, I don't know if it's coffee shop talk or it's real, but are we pushing the edges on some of the discovery wells, and are they having some success?
Yes. Yes.
And it's just something that is generally proprietary, right? Because there's different companies that are doing it, and they don't exactly want to, you know, share their secrets, so to speak, because they're putting all the expense in and obviously have the rights. But, there's more promise there?
There is, but I will step back just a moment and say that as we've drilled and worked this Bakken, you know, from the Elm Coulee, the, you know, early parts of the play, things were much more proprietary, but I will say that I think oil companies have shared data much more so in this Bakken oil play than what I have seen previously in the oil industry.
Do they do that in some of these discovery wells? Are there partnerships and things they're doing together?
Absolutely. Yeah. They've built partnerships, consortiums. They've shared data, research wells, doing different things to study and learn this together.
So these discovery well successes, are they giving you some promise that the geography in the Bakken will expand into other areas of North Dakota?
It will only expand as far as the limits of the basin allow us to, because you have to be within an area of thermal maturity of the formations to generate the oil in the first place. So we will never be able to step out to Fargo and be able to find the Bakken formation because it is not located there. The depositional environment is in the western part. I like to say that the eastern half of the state has the beautiful, you know, resources at the surface. The western part of the state, in addition to, you know, surface beauty, we also have the resources below ground.
But a Bowman or a Botno or, you know, closer to my mind, that's reasonable?
That is reasonable, and there are definitely a lot of work done by Lynn Helms and the Department of Mineral Resources on studying those. And as we continue to develop this, we will get those areas and we'll learn and develop those areas. And those are both all within the scope.
Very exciting, isn't it?
Awesome.
It feels like a frontier. You know, the Wild West, to a certain degree. You know, really exciting times, lots of opportunity. Doesn't come without challenges, but with good people, all those things can be worked out. Kathy, thanks for the time, and as always, the wonderful hospitality here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Take a break. Going to talk about the Farm Bill from the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Congressman Colin Peterson, Democrat from Minnesota, will join us when we come back. Senator Jim DeMint, too, and more from NESA Consulting and Tioga today on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESID Consulting Service, go to NESIDconsulting.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.